From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 12th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Today, Governor J.B. Pritzker will be questioned by a U.S. House committee about Illinois being a so-called sanctuary state. Under Illinois' Trust Act, state, county, and local law enforcement agencies are prohibited from cooperating with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in cases of civil immigration enforcement activities, but not in cases involving a criminal warrant. WILL-AM will carry the House Oversight Committee hearing live today, starting at 9 a.m. You can also stream the hearing at ipmnewsroom.org. The Spurlock's Museum first-ever Pride Month exhibit is on display. Rainbow Reflections features objects from queer history in Champaign-Urbana and around the world. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Brink attended the opening event for the exhibit and has this report.
What do Japanese fans, tea and sake cups, and a small sculpture of Aphrodite have in common? According to Dale Mize, it's queer history. Mize, the curator of Rainbow Reflections, says he paired these objects with items from the local LGBTQ+ community in an effort to include queer histories from all of the cultures represented at the museum.
While there's only a few objects on display, I think that there's room for reflection. I want people to stop and think about why things are the way they are and how they got that way and how one object can be part of queer culture across the globe.
Rainbow Reflections will be on display at the Spurlock Museum through the end of October. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Downstate transit agencies in Illinois say they may have to scale back their service plans if the state lawmakers don't come up with a proposal to transportation funding. The General Assembly did not pass a bill this past session that would have provided transit funding through a tax on home delivery orders. Carl Gnatt is the managing director of the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District and chair of the Illinois Public Transportation Association. He says he's confident that lawmakers will come up with a solution.
On the whole, the legislature is supportive of transit and wants to pass a transit package that will provide the appropriate amount of funding. But these are challenging times.
Gnatt says the MTD wants to expand its services and make improvements to the Illinois terminal and its hydrogen fuel station. But he says those goals could be sent back if the state doesn't provide enough funding. State lawmakers have said they hope to revisit statewide transit funding proposals in the fall. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. Central Illinoisans are among the over 4,000 people from the United States heading to Egypt as part of a peaceful march to the border with Gaza. Thousands of people from across the globe plan to march this weekend and push for food and other humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians in the territory. That's as the United Nations reports that Gaza's population is now approaching, quote, catastrophic hunger. One of the people planning to march is Hannah Inman Grabo. She's an activist who grew up in Kankakee and worked as a substitute teacher at a local high school.
I just see babies' heads blown up and decapitated and starving. And I just sit here and cry every day wishing that I could do something.
Israel has maintained a blockade on foreign relief supplies into Gaza while permitting limited aid deliveries. Inman Grabo flew out to Egypt yesterday. The march is set to take place on June 15th. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 86 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 68 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 80 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 67 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 83 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Scientist Kat Bohannon says for years, her field frequently ignored the complex realities of what it means to be a woman and how women came to be. Her book aims to tell that story. It's called Eve, How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Human Evolution. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Now, before we get into the events, Patricia, also known as Penny, welcome to Will Call. Penny, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I am from Champaign, Champaign Central High School grad, and so on. And I'm also on Dialogue. I work as a producer and reporter.
Perfect. Well, my grandma's name was Patricia. And we were tight, so I think this will be a nice summertime collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining.
Yes.
On Thursday, June 12th, there's a comedy fundraiser for the Street Dog Coalition at Golden Fox Brewing in Decatur at 7 p.m. Comedian Clay Foley is a former cruelty investigator and avid animal rescuer who travels around the country raising money for all sizes and types of animal charities. Penny, I used to work with Clay when I worked at the Humane Society. I've seen his stand-up. I personally think he's hilarious.
Okay, so I got to check it out.
You got to check it out. Okay. And it's a great cause. For more information, visit comedytotherescue.org or clayfoley.com.
Also on June 12th, Ian Shepherd and Friends at Rolls Bowl Tavern in Urbana. The event starts at 8 p.m., goes till 10. Enjoy groovy bangers and B-sides from John Schofield to Freddie King and the Meters.
On Friday the 13th, there's the Big Gay Art Show at the Lincoln Square Mall Art Co-op in Urbana from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is a celebration for Pride Month, raising money for local queer organizations, and it runs through August 4th.
Also June 13th, Space Girl opens at the Second Stage Theater at Parkland College in Champaign. The event is at 7 p.m. It's Twin City Theater Company's 2025 Stars of Tomorrow student production. Space Girl is about a 16-year-old alien who is sent to Earth with her father to determine if Earth is worth saving. The play runs this weekend and next through June 22nd, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2.
And on Saturday, June 14th, another animal event. The Vermilion County Animal Shelter's Golf Scramble is at Harrison Park Golf Course in Danville from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration is from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Also June 14th, Circus Kaleidoscope at Urbana High School at 7 p.m. Enjoy a free concert featuring fun and familiar classics.
And on Sunday, June 15th, more music, the third annual Five Cities Baroque Festival across Champaign, Decatur, and Springfield kicks off. This is a week-long festival, so running from June 15th through the 21st, it draws together the best Baroque musicians from across Illinois, including special guests from afar. And for more information, you can visit fivecitiesbaroque.org.
Also June 15th, the Danville Municipal Band Concert is in Danville's Lincoln Park at 7 p.m. You can enjoy music every Sunday at 7 p.m. through July 13th.
For more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Sam Brink, Stephanie Mosqueda, May Antar, Patricia Bradford, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.